Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. John Breeding is our guest. Coming up, more on the flu, the FEMA camps, open announcement of FEMA camps in the United States, and Obama announcing that they're going to raise taxes on every American. They're now publicly going back on their promise and pledge and saying that they never made the pledge. It doesn't matter how many video clips of them saying it we have. In fact, I have some of those clips coming up. Also, they're going to pay U.S. doctors $50,000 to take part in the inoculation because of liability to give people the new deadly flu shot. And doctors in England are to get £27,000 or more than $50,000 U.S. So you wonder how they do this? Well, they get paid to do it. Dr. John Breeding, in closing, I was jumping in here because I've had three children with my wife. She's had the children, but I've been there. And I've seen them entering your data and asking, do you have enough money at home? Does your husband hurt you? And they'll always say, oh, take this file out here for me. And three times they've done it, so I know what they do now. And then later I confront them. I go, oh, that's for the CPS. If my wife would have said yes. See, they don't tell your wife, oh, hey, this is like a police interrogation. They get around all that because it's the whole eugenical social system. But even if you say, yeah, money's tight, now you're at risk. They want those kids, but they also want to drug the mothers. And so you were telling me uniteforlife.org is a group fighting this. I remember reading the bill a few months ago, but I haven't covered it like I should. In closing, Dr. Breeding, this is huge. They're trying to turn everything into the psychiatric system.
Well, we've been fighting for years the mental health screening in the schools. You know, Texas has been the front lines of it because they really like to get things through in Texas. And the Texas governors were lined up with the president and went right into the legislature. And so we've been fighting it. From the new freedom thing. So you need a little pocket dictionary that translates government speech into plain speech. I know that's what you do with your website and stuff, but people have to systematically do that. Amy Philo has the website uniteforlife.org, which is challenging the Mothers Act, which is an incredible example of Orwellian language. My website is wildestcolts.com. Our website challenging psychiatric electroshock is endofshock.com. So electroshock is the backup treatment to the drug.
That's making a comeback now.
They're forcibly treating this man. See, that's another thing. They're forcibly shocking this man in Minnesota right now on an outpatient basis, and where they pick him up at his home and take him into the lockup and shock him and then drive him back home.
Unbelievable.
They're forcibly giving electroshocks to people in New York in the hundreds of electroshocks. In Texas, there's thousands of people being electroshocked.
We're going to have you. In fact, let's set you up in the next few months to do a whole hour on that because I had the American Psychological Association, well, Psychology Today, call me. They're doing a big hit piece. And I brought up to him that the lobotomies were done by a lunatic with an ice pick who would just jam it in people's heads in front of crowds at, like, carnivals. And he tried to deny that to me on the phone, and I sent him the encyclopedia about it. I mean, do you think that guy at Psychology Today is in denial, or is he playing games?
Psychology Today is pretty pathetic. They take a lot of ads from drug companies, and they're pretty much bought into biological psychiatry. I don't know about that particular guy, but it's amazing how ignorant people are of history.
You know about the ice pick in the head thing, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Freeman. You know, he went around with his lobotomobile and stuck ice picks in people's eyes and kids. And
it's like Hellraiser.
And he did thousands and thousands of them. The person who invented the lobotomy got the Nobel Prize. The history of psychiatry, just like the history of eugenics, is a horrific one.
Hey, you know what? Let's have you in for 2 hours, like in a month, to do the history of it.
That would be awesome. Yeah. One of my favorite historians, Howard Zinn, he says, you know, if you don't know history, it's like you were born yesterday. You're just a fool. And so it's good to know.
Ooh, that's a great saying.
Yeah.
If you don't know history, it's like you were born yesterday. Dr. John Breeding, fire out your website for folks one more time.
WildestColts.com. God bless you, Alex, and carry on.
Hey, great having you here. Infowars.com is our website. Your calls, tons of news, another big guest straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's take some phone calls, and I'm getting into the whole latest flu developments. We'll be doing that all week. We're in August. September, October, and their stage pandemic is just minutes away in the scheme of things. All this FEMA camp news. I want to go over what the actual health care bill does. It's just amazing. Stan in Missouri, you're on the air, Stan. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I've been listening to you and Joyce Raleigh talking about these forced inoculation shots. I'm going to tell you all, the only way you're going to make it through this, you're going to have some kind of special forces training, combat training, wilderness survival training, winter training, mountain training, or been police training and firearms training, Alex, because they're going to come at us that this is for real, if everything they got. People have got this Rambo mentality. I talk to these civilians all the time. They think they're going to be like Rambo. They have no concept what we're in for. These military people, they're going to be wearing flapjacks. They're going to have special flapjacks that are flame resistant and everything else.
Well, a lot of the military is waking up, though, and the establishment is able to brainwash the public, and they're testing the waters right now. They've got their finger in the air. If they think the public's going to go along with this takeover, then they're going to launch it. That's why we have got to be getting the word out at city councils and on talk radio and on Access TV and letters to the editor, like our lives depend on it, because they do. And there is no doubt this is all part of a larger master plan that I want to simply and succinctly boil down coming up in the next segment, but it's good to hear from you, Stan. I appreciate your call. There's no doubt the flu is a hoax, and then there's no doubt there's a massive buildup in and around it. The question is it just hype to get vaccine sales and to further expand federal and international control and the UN's auspices of being in command under the level 6 pandemic? Or are all the FEMA camps and mass graves and massive preparation we've seen in preparation for a controlled bioweapon they're going to release that'll actually kill a bunch of people, that will then cause a panic and scare the population to take the shots, which we know our government and other governments have been caught adding cancer viruses to and hormones to sterilize women? But they don't even need that. Their own GMO foods they've engineered have been proven to have had their genetics changed to sterilize or lower fertility in all mammal species. That's why many places they've stopped feeding GMO to pigs and cows and things, because then they can't even have babies. Folks, I mean, it's eugenics. They write textbooks on it. It's real. I'm sorry that's frightening and crazy. Believe me, it's hard for me to believe. But it's true. The facts are the facts. The Army is advertising for concentration camp guards. You can't make this type of stuff up. You can't do it. This has taken over my whole life. They now admit they're chemtrailing us? Maybe on a PrisonPlanet.tv show later in the week, I should do a chemtrail show, because we have all these FAA documents now. From the FAA with the chemtrail flights, plotting them and how they're spraying us. I mean, folks, we're living in the Twilight Zone. It's almost like we're living on a planet hurtling through space. Oh, wait, we are. You know, everybody's looking down at the dirt instead of looking up around them. I mean, we're in the middle of a wild, incredible universe. Oh, man. And there is a lot of incredibly amazing good stuff, and there's a lot of incredibly amazing bad stuff. And I like the good stuff, and I don't like the bad stuff. And we need to get the people to recognize the bad stuff so that we can start cleaning house and getting it under control. You know, I looked at those FBI guys that were here Friday, and I said, you think you can win? I go, you better pick which side you're on, because even if you don't know it, you're on my side. Even if you don't recognize it, you're under attack by the very same eugenicist. And I said, don't drink the tap water. Don't take the vaccines. And I said, you're investigators. You go investigate eugenics. And I have the research, I have the confidence, I have the facts, I know I'm telling the truth, and both of them were shook up when they left here. Because I told them, I said, my life doesn't even matter. In the whole scheme of things, this is a great evil we face, and you need to choose which side you're on. And at a spiritual level, the hair on the back of their necks was standing up. I could see it in their eyes, see it in their faces. It wasn't some good cop, bad cop act. Because everybody fundamentally knows at their gut level that things aren't good, that things are serious, that there is a threat. And the establishment are masters of mind control. They know we have a sixth sense, a deep, instinctual understanding that we're all in danger. So they say, yes, that instinct you feel is Al-Qaeda. You're afraid of Al-Qaeda. And people go, yeah, I am afraid of something. Wait, it's you. It's you I'm afraid of. It's you I'm concerned about. And then now they admit the whole system of control, the whole police state grid that they've built is for veterans and gun owners and landowners, the very people who aren't going to roll over for the open Sovietization of this country. It happened in Germany. It happened in China. It happens in everywhere else. Everywhere else gets taken over by tyrants, and now it's happening to England and the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The last somewhat free nations are falling right now into scientific dictatorship, and it's not good for 99.99% of us. Matt in Alabama. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to bring two real quick points up to you. Did you know that China was absent for the T-bill sales, 5- and 7-year T-bill sales last week?
Yes, foreign governments are stopping to buy the treasury bills. We are on the total verge of collapse. The globalists wanted to fearmonger the economic collapse to sell the American people on giving in to the new bank of the world, but it over-destroyed confidence, so they're now balancing, saying the recession, the depression's over, everything's fine, because they've now overdone it, and it looks like the T-bills may default, and then all hell is going to break loose economically. We have got time bombs ticking economically, societally, militarily on every front, and I know one of them's going to blow.
Yep.
And what happens when one blows? The others are going to blow sky high. We are on the verge of plunging into something that's going to make World War II look like a game of tiddlywinks. And I can't get the average person to wake up and realize it.
Yeah, I have a problem with that as well. Like, just getting people to understand that there's something bigger going on than what is being perceived in front of people's face. And it's not just on I believe it's on a spiritual level as well, where you got good and evil. You're battling between good and evil.
No, that's what it is. That's what it is. Look, it's millions of evil control freaks and sadists and sociopaths and psychopaths all working for their own greedy aims, but in colonies and crews and like pirate gangs. And all together it creates this giant, powerful, evil mutation. And just like we communicate societally in kind of a group mind, they operate under that as well. I mean, they have scientific algorithms for this. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's hard to keep a positive mind, but I mean, even though you might not be here in this earth, there's something better after it. And that's
there is, and God bless you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Look, we got to beat this thing for our children and other innocents. And that's the heart of being a man, is not looking for a fight, not looking to end your life, not looking to, but just saying, I'm doing the right thing, and whatever happens, happens. And then just laughing about it. I mean, you know, I've gone from years ago being scared of this stuff to then not being scared, but being focused. And now I just think it's funny. I mean, my own life. I am just far beyond their reach now. And I know whatever happens to me in the end, it's all part of God's plan. I'm not worried about it. Let's talk to Casey in Indiana. Casey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. I just wanted to let you know that I'm a big fan of your show, and I believe in what you're doing. And I wanted to talk to you about my experiences trying to wake people up, and also a few other things.
What do they do? Stick their thumb in their mouth and suck it? Move on. They're people that want to be slaves.
I wish it was that easy. And you know, the average Joe that just we downloaded a bunch of your movies on to blank CD, DVDs.
Good.
And pass it out at the county fair to everybody who would take one. And
beautiful.
Sit there and talk to them, try to explain them, and it was a success because we got people to take the movie, and if they do what they say, they'll watch it.
See? But, see? And I mean, here's the deal, and I'll hold you over. Here's the issue. A lot of people, it's just an experience to talk to somebody out in public. Everybody's gotten these little comfort zones, these little bubbles. The security guards and cops come over and boss you around. We become Brokeback. And so just the experience of having a fellow slave talk to them and give them info, and to have someone talk to them about something other than sports or acting cool or something like that is revolutionary. So just communicating, and then they're going to watch the films, and then they're going to talk to others. So what you're doing is changing the world, and will bring the globalists to their knees. Stay there.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else, whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe. You can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Happens every 3 or 4 months. The phone system just died. So, Casey and Joe and Mike and Jay and Travis, everybody, you can call back in whenever the Genesis phones work again. Or we have our own backup system. I might just give those out. I want to just say something. Paul Hartman is incredible. I I'm trying to get back in shape, so I was doing a lot of back exercises this weekend, not even that heavy. And 2 days later, my whole back was seized up, tight, aching, throbbing right in the middle. And he said, here, I'll pop your back. And he knew what he was doing. I mean, he picked me up way off the ground. And I'm not as big as I used to be, so I guess it's not that big of a feat. But 230 pounds off the ground. I was almost 270, folks, 267. And he just let my legs hang, and my back went pop, 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 pop. And 90% of the throbbing pain is gone. Now it's like a memory. Unbelievable. He's definitely got his job secure around here now for like the once or twice a year when my back seized up. I didn't even go live at prisonplanet.tv because it was hurting so bad I didn't want to have the added postural focus to sit there and look in the camera. So I will now go live next hour thanks to that. Oh, my God. You know, if I'd have gone to a medical doctor for that, they'd have put me in for surgery or something because that's how they make their money and that's what they do. They cut, burn, and poison. But no, instead I just got my back popped and I feel great now. I didn't even go jogging this morning. I was in so much pain. So now I can go jogging tonight. Good job, Hartman. There goes one for Team Hoosh. Okay, the computers, the computer phone system, whatever it is, the T1 just came back up. So 1-800-259-9231. You know, I promised to get into the flu situation. And I promise to get into the FEMA camp and all these video clips I've got. And then I do have Phil Berg popping in because this birther situation has now reached absolute crescendo. Well, I would say it's a crescendo, building to its penultimate's number two, building to its paramount peak, to its maximum. I believe this is its penultimate. This is a big explosion, but I don't believe the final growth curve of this. I mean, this is getting crazy, so that's coming up. I'll have him on about 20 minutes. I got Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's also weighing in big on the birther situation, joining us coming up on Friday. We've got a bunch of different medical doctors coming on this week with their perspective on what's really happening with the flu fear-mongering. They already tried SARS and bird flu. What's really going on with that? And we've got Wednesday for 2 hours, Steve Quayle. That is going to be interesting. He's got a lot of inside intel. And so that is all coming up. Right now, was it Casey or Matt I was talking to last, who was telling the story about the fairgrounds and giving out the videos? Yeah, Matt never got back in on the line. Well, too bad. You know, he was talking about I'm having problems waking people up, and I said, what, they're idiots? And then he never got to the end of his story, so I wanted to hear it. Sounded like it was going in the direction of the police are telling me I can't hand those out now, but other people can hand their stuff out. I got one of those calls yesterday. Hell, people have been arrested in the news for handing my videos out. And the police later have to apologize when the citizens fight it. But how does a cop get to the point of where they think they can just walk out on the side of a sidewalk somewhere and tell a citizen they can't have a sandwich board saying 9/11's an inside job or impeach Obama or impeach Bush? I mean, that is so un-American to say free speech zones. But again, I know a lot of police aren't bad. It's just so many are bad. And the bad ones are in command, by and large, giving all these evil orders. So get back in on the line while we still have one line open, Matt, in Alabama, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll take a few calls. Then I'm going to just do a news blitz to cover all the news I haven't gotten to yet. And then at the last 40 minutes of the show, I'll do the flu and the military, I promise, in detail. It's kind of upsetting to psychologically focus in on those files in my brain, but that's why I'm kind of procrastinating, but I'll do it. Also, I know I don't have words or intellect to describe all the thousands of nexus points and just how real and serious it is. But bottom line, we have a very dangerous buildup of enemy forces. and propaganda right now, and it looks like they may be getting ready for their biggest attack on free humanity ever.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Okay, it was Casey in Indiana is on the line. He is the caller who was saying he was handing them out at the fairgrounds. So quickly, Casey, what is your problem then? I mean, if people are taking the DVDs and promising to watch them, what is your problem?
Oh, well, there's really no problem. You know, I got quite a bit of people to take them. But, you know, I ran into the average dumbed-down American, and some of them would sit there and listen to me talk, and they would accept what I was saying, but some of them, when they heard me say Obama deception, they would be like, oh, no, you're wrong. If you want Obama out of the office, then that movie's wrong. You know,
well, the way to approach it is to say, oh, Bush and Obama are both just front men, whether you love them or hate them. This has to do with how the banks are ripping you off and solutions. Or, hey, this is the big picture. I wouldn't approach it from a partisan position. The name Obama deception is because it's about the fact that it's a deception that he runs anything. And that we need to depoliticize it. So I think you'll be more successful if you approach it from that. Because I would imagine the folks that were greedily wanting it were George Bush supporters. But that's even better because it's really designed for them. They think they're getting a movie that is bashing Obama. So what happens is they end up watching it with an open mind. And I've had family this has happened to. Completely deprogrammed, were mad at me, were angry at me. Some of them had worked in intelligence, thought I was anti-American. You know, well, I know the government does evil stuff, but I can't believe they did that to the towers. They saw the Obama deception, completely broke their conditioning, because then they finally saw the map, the false left-right paradigm, how they've been played their whole life. So then Democrats watch it because they're angry and want to debunk it, and the first 5 minutes I attack Bush, and then they go, oh, wait, I'll watch this. Look, it's designed to shatter the left-right paradigm. It is my grand slam out of the park. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I made sure, I actually got a few standing ovations. You know, I felt I had a very well planned out speech that I would,
So you in the ancient experience of liberty were standing amongst your peers, like in the town square.
Oh, yeah, we were walking in saying we're leading the American Revolution. You know, we're fighting right beside you, Alex Jones. We are, you know, speaking for the youth of this country. I'm 19 years old, and I for one am not going to take this. I will fight against this cause until the day I die or until they change it, because, you know, that's how the civil rights was won. They didn't stand up. They showed the world how it was wrong, and then everybody else realized, hey, that is wrong. And, you know, the first caller you got said we need to get ourselves prepared for ammunition and fighting. And I mean, you know, if it comes down to that, that's what you gotta do. But I believe if we take Dr. King's route, you know, and show them hitting us and us not doing back, then everybody else is gonna see who's the bad man if they don't wanna listen to what everything else that we're telling them.
Absolutely, my friend. It is good to hear your great points, and keep up the good work. So there he is, going to the town square, going to the town fair, standing up on top of the steps, giving speeches and getting standing ovations and handing out DVDs. That is 110% pure American spirit of 1776. That assured commitment that all our actions together are going to beat these people. That focused, you know, in the face of ridicule, he ends up getting a standing ovation. And that is what I'm hearing more and more. Let me tell you, I go speak to crowds 14 years ago and get laughed at. That doesn't happen now. You know, now I've got government people, it doesn't matter, listening to what I have to say. Because folks know everybody's in danger. This is a very disgusting, sickening system the elites have set up, because the elites are worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Some families are worth more than that. And they're decadent, and they just want to control people. And this is the type of stuff that elites do throughout history. It's very bizarre. They've got all the chateaus and all the power and all the money and all the sex, and they want to start wars and control populations and destroy nations. This is what they do throughout history. It is a fact. I'm going to do something a little bit different. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to go live at prisonplanet.tv. I don't normally go live in the middle of a segment, but I want to play some video clips. And they're more effective if people can actually see them in posterity for the prisonplanet.tv viewers. So go ahead and go to prisonplanet.tv if you're a member, and stand by, because we're going live in about 5-6 minutes. Through this news blitz I've got, I'm going to play some video clips first and comment on them. Like Uncovered, Obama explains how healthcare plan will eliminate private insurance. See, that is the plan. Read the bill. But this is from his own words. Also, Vera chips for workers at airports. The government wants to implant workers at airports. That's just off the charts. But I'm so conditioned that it's no big deal that it's kind of, you know, and an aside issue, they want to make you take chips. I mean, this is getting Twilight Zone. Mainstream news. And I wanted to integrate it with an older story. Government issued stun bracelets for all airline passengers. Homeland Security has had meetings and has proposed this. This is the mind where we all wear shocker bracelets. I mean, that's right out of The Running Man. In another video clip, Lloyd Doggett meeting of Obamacare in South Austin Saturday. A huge crowd of Democrats booed him and completely shut him down. I went to school with his nephew. Doggett's a real piece of work. One time in high school, he even went over to Doggett's house because I was getting a ride home from school from his nephew, and he had to drop by there and bring something, and Doggett was walking around like a vampire in the front yard. Anyways, I'm so sick of him. Because, let me tell you, the people are on the edge of revolt, and that's why the system is rushing to get everything they want in place now, because they know once they pull the rug out and we're total depression, the public isn't going along with anything. That's why they want amnesty, gun grabbing, the carbon tax, the socialized health care. They got to get their World Bank, their new Bank of the World, now. They got to get everything now. They're on the defensive. The Federal Reserve is now universally hated. Nobody knew what it was 2 years ago. We're having victory after victory, so the enemy is going to strike. You blow up their Death Star, the Empire is going to strike back with the Executor. And let me tell you, they are coming at us right now, ladies and gentlemen. You better believe it. But that's what a fight's all about. They're not giving up without a fight. We got to discredit these murderers, these criminals. So that's coming up as well. But right now, I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because gold has exploded in price again. And Ted happens to have gold. This is what Ted does. You know, Ted will sell you gold when it's down. He'll sell it to you when it's up. But he knows people like to buy when it's up for some reason. Well, guess what Ted does then? Ted Anderson, the trusted name in precious metals, gold and silver. Well, I get my gold and silver, the best prices out there, bar none. And he's a patriot, big supporter of the Campaign for Liberty and Ron Paul. He's the guy with all the airplanes you saw flying around the country with the messages of liberty. Ted Anderson buys gold when it's low and sells it to you when it's high at the low price. That's his big secret. And it's no secret at all. And so I wanted to bring Ted up for a few minutes. Ted, good to have you here with us.
Yeah, it's always good to be up there with you, Alex. I'm really appreciative of the fact that the plunge protection team stepped in the middle of last week and allowed me to buy gold at a lower price again. Boy, it didn't take long for it to come shooting back up, though.
Right. They propped up the stock market, drove it down, but now it's shooting up again. And I meant to cover this. I did mention it last week. The Chinese and others bought no U.S. Treasuries last week when it was open for sale. And so the Federal Reserve, had to basically, with our tax money, buy its own crud from the Treasury. So they're already monetizing debt.
They're monetizing it in a big way, Alex, and that means a lot of inflation. That's a lot of new money that's being printed, added into the system. It's competing with the money that we've earned. There's no way that the United States dollar is going to hold value with that kind of activity going
on. But that's why the Federal Reserve pays banks not to loan, so that the inflation isn't caused, so our tax money is only used then to buy up infrastructure because they believe that doesn't trickle down to the people. This whole $23.7 trillion is not meant to trickle, but it still is because all these bankers are stealing it. They're buying mansions, they're buying yachts, they're buying hookers, and so it is going to start pushing the inflation.
Oh, it sure will, Alex. There's no question about it. You just can't monetize a currency that's based upon fiat without having the destruction of the value. It comes hand in hand. If the Chinese don't want the U.S. dollar and they've got $3.3 trillion of this commodity and they start selling it, what do you think is going to happen? The value is going to go down. That's what's going to happen. But I did have an opportunity, like you said, Alex, and I'm still holding my prices. I've got Frank still 216, and I still have British Sovereigns at 266. That's relative to the price at 913. And we're sitting here with gold seeing a high today of 963 and silver right now $14.50 at its high. I mean, I'm like those Lakota coins. They're jumping over $20 a piece now. I've got them at 1974. I still have the Walking Liberties when silver was down there at 11 at 869. I still have those at 869. And I just can't say it enough. I mean, there's way too much trouble out there, Alex. People need to consider gold and silver. And, you know, don't get lulled into this thought that you can make a lot of money on the stock market right now because there's just way too much trouble out there. The United States government is trying to finance its way out of its problems by going further into debt. And that's a solution for catastrophe, not a solution for a strong economic future.
Well, absolutely. Ted, I've never seen you hold a special this long. You thought you were going to sell out, but I guess you've still got some left. or I guess you were able to buy at that original low price.
Well, I was able
a month ago?
I was able to cost average in, Alex. I mean, they did. They beat up gold last week, and it gave me that opportunity to go in there. I mean, I thought I was on vacation. Instead, I'm on the phone with Mona, and I'm like trying to figure out what I can buy and get my hands on at the lower prices. You know.
Okay. Well, Ted, to be specific, though, so this is gold at the 9.11 or 9.10 level, silver at a level much lower, with both up big time. Gold up at 9.55, so do the math. That's a $40+ increase, and so you're passing those savings on. That's factored into an already great deal on British sovereigns, European francs, that's French and Swiss and others. And what do you have in the silver department at that low price?
Well, the best buy I have in silver right now are the Walking Liberty halves. And I know a lot of people like those Lakota coins, too. I'm selling them at $19.74. Everybody else is in the 20s now with that coin. And I just need to tell you, that's a great buy. But the Walking Liberty halves are a sleeper. I mean, I'm going to sell out of that inventory, and I'm going to have to raise my prices just because my costs are going up, too. And I can't afford to sell something for less than what I had paid. It just simply, I won't be in business. Neither would anybody else. So I would suggest that you take advantage of these buys. It's a great time to be getting in.
It's an insanely good time to get in. And with the notice they're coming out, Ted, and saying the economy's now doing great when unemployment and every other indicator is we're in deep trouble and it's only accelerating. That is pure desperation by the establishment. They wanted to fearmonger and say the economy was dead earlier on because they wanted to terrorize everybody into giving an unlimited banking power and tens of trillions to, quote, get the market going. But now that they see their fearmongering overdid it, the Chinese and others aren't buying U.S. Treasury notes, they're now saying, oh, no, everything's fine, everything's blown over. And they've been saying that, of course, for 3 years off and on. So I only see this blowing up in their face, unfortunately, because this is going to be bad for all of us. Folks need to get into gold and silver today. You couldn't find a better deal to get into this market. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237 on the silver half dollars and the gold coins at deals you're not going to find anywhere else. 800-686-2237. 2237, and the brokers are going to be there until midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Pacific tonight. 1-800-686-2237. If you don't get anybody tonight, leave your name and number. They'll call you back tomorrow, and Ted will hold that deal over. 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, again, it's about my inventory, how long it lasts, and how many people call for it. But I have to say I'll probably have it through midnight tonight, and we'll just take a look and see what's going on tomorrow. So.
All right, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. I hope folks take advantage. 800-686-2237. All right, folks, we are simulcasting the last hour and 12 minutes or so today at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to play a few video clips here now and analyze them and break them down. When we come back from break, all of Obama's major surrogates, Axelrod and others, the White House chief of staff, of course, as well, Rahm Emanuel, are on TV this Sunday saying, we never said we weren't going to raise taxes on everybody. We have to. Carbon taxes, health care taxes, income taxes. If you make more than $30,000 a year, we're going to raise your taxes. We never made that pledge that you were delusional. You never heard that. I mean, this is incredible. Also, Obama said that he was never going to shut down the regular health care system, that it's crazy, that there's no plan to federalize things and have national health care. But the bill says that and does that. So I want to go over some of the facts and what this plan really does versus what Obama is saying. Coming up after this quick break. But the first thing we're going to play is his lie. Here is Obama going back on the lie, though. This is him a year and a half ago admitting they're going to get rid of regular insurance and take over. But now he's lying and saying he never said this. You decide which Obama to believe. Here he is. Evidence Obama and the Dems' health care goal is government public option.
The public option is not your enemy. It is your friend, I believe. Let me also address a illegitimate concern that's being put forward by those who are claiming that a public option is somehow a Trojan horse for a single-payer system.
My commitment is to make sure that we've got universal health care for all Americans by the end of my first term as president. I would hope that we set up a system that allows those who can go through their employer to access a federal system or a state pool of some sort.
Obama admitting the plan will eliminate private insurance.
But I don't think we're going to be able to eliminate employer coverage immediately. There's going to be potentially some transition process. I can envision a decade out or 15 years out or 20 years out.
I happen to be a proponent of a single-payer universal health care plan. A single-payer health care plan. Universal health care plan. That's what I'd like to see.
I think if we get a good public option, it could lead to single-payer, and that's the best way to reach single-payer.
And next to me was a guy from the insurance company.
Okay, there you have it. They go on and on admitting what they're doing. But now they lie to you. These are criminals.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Okay, so there you have it. Getting rid of employers, gathering the money, running the system. Your paycheck money will go to the government. They'll keep it, give it to offshore banks. And when you have a heart attack, they'll give you an aspirin. That's socialized health care. where all the services are to pay taxes to offshore banks who made up the fiat currency to begin with. That's all this is. And if you go over the health care bill page by page, you'll be required to take the government option, page 16, mandates audits of all employers that self-insure. So then the push is for employers just to stop giving you insurance. Page 30, government committee will decide what treatments and benefits you get, and unlike an insurer, there will be no appeals process. Yeah, there's no liability here. The government health care is hellish. I always run into these idiots in the U.S. who think it's great. Then you meet a Brit, or you meet a German, or you meet somebody from Canada, and they're like, it's horrible. The health choice commissioner will decide health benefits for you. You will have no choice, none. Page 42. You can go read the bill. I check this. Page 50. All non-U.S. citizens, illegal or not, will be provided with free health care services. That'll bring more tens of millions of illegals to further bankrupt the country. I mean, we can't pay for the whole world. Sorry, folks. Every person will be issued a national ID health card. That's your national ID card, just like Social Security was used to set that up. Federal government will have direct real-time access to all individual bank accounts for electronic funds transfer. That's just like some of the Scandinavian countries where they automatically just take money out of everybody's accounts. Everything's moving towards this cashless society. It's hellish. This is the total federal takeover, the global takeover. Taxpayers will subsidize all union retiree and community organizer health plans. All private health care plans must conform to government rules to participate in a health care exchange. All private health care plans must participate in health care exchange. Page 91, government mandates linguistic infrastructure for services, translation, illegal aliens. Page 95, the government will pay ACORN and AmeriCorps to sign up individuals for government-run health care plan. Those eligible for Medicaid will be automatically enrolled. You have no choice in the matter. Page 124, no company can sue the government for price fixing. No judicial review is permitted against the government monopoly. Put simply, private insurers will be crushed. I mean, I went and read the bill. I didn't just believe this when I read it. Page 127, the AMA sold doctors out. The government will set wages. Now, the good news is nobody's buying this. Everywhere congressmen go, this is South Austin. This was at a meeting a mile and a half from where I sit Saturday. Here is Lloyd Doggett being completely booed and shouted down by his liberal, most liberal area of Texas is Austin. The most liberal area of Austin is South Austin, 78704. Now, this is what the liberals think of it. Here it is. I mean, he goes on and on. There he is being chased outside. I mean, Lloyd Doggett is running. This is the most socialistic, communistic area of Texas. And they're not buying any of it, pal. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.